As you're well aware, the governor has put together a commission to look into tax credits, and this is something you've been talking about at length for the last two or three regular legislative sessions now. I guess to begin, your take on what you are hoping to see come from the Tax Credit Review Commission put together by the governor?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if the governor did this for political purposes or he's really looking forward on coming up with new ideas on the way that we do tax credits. He's kind of schizophrenic on it. I've seen many of the statements that he's made this session that I think were right on, and particularly the historic preservation and low-income housing tax credits, the two major areas that are there. But then he calls a special session to push through the Ford tax credits. So I'm kind of interested in finding out when they actually schedule meetings. They haven't scheduled a meeting. To my knowledge, they haven't done anything since the governor has announced this. They haven't even put forth a hearing schedule on when they're going to hold meetings. So I'm looking forward to seeing if this is a substantive effort by the governor or if this is just more political grandstanding.
On the issue of tax credits themselves, as you've talked about it at great length for the last couple of years especially, these are, in your words, not subject to appropriations.
Correct. They're entitlements, and they're entitlements in areas that, in my opinion, are not in tune with the values of the vast majority of Missourians. When I meet with my constituents and I say, hey folks, guess what? We're number one in the country in rehabbing old homes, historic preservation tax credits. Not only are we number one, we double number two, the state of Virginia, in historic preservation tax credits. But we're 35th in the country in per capita K-12 education funding. Now, is that in tune with your value set? Would you rather be number one remodeling old homes and 35th in educating the youth of this state? Or do you think it should be some different rankings in where we put our priorities? And the vast majority of the people that I talk to think it's insane that we spend the type of money that we do rehabbing old homes. And when you start digging in deeper, and I think this latest front page article on the Post-Dispatch about this Stephan guy who's been living on tax credits since the late 90s that is now just getting indicted by the feds for tax credit fraud and basically a check-kiting scheme on multi-dipping and double-dipping on tax credits, you can see how these people have amassed great wealth through these tax credits and these entitlement tax credits, something that would not occur if we would go to a subject to an appropriations level and say that every dollar spent on a tax credit has to be weighed against a dollar spent on health care, a dollar spent on schools, a dollar spent on roads. But we don't do it that way. First and foremost, we make sure that these campaign contributors that receive all of these tax credits get their money first, and then what's left we end up divvying out to schools and hospitals and health care and roads. And to me, it's just flat wrong.
All that having been said, given the economic picture the state is in now, has been for the last year or so, and likely will be for the next maybe 3 years, should tax credits either, if not be a part of the budgeting process, maybe be put on hold until there's actually some money the state can spend?
Well, I don't believe in moratoriums, because there are those projects out there where a public-private partnership can work. I just think they need to be weighed against all the other demands that are on taxpayer assistance, whether that's health care, whether that's roads, whether that's education funding. I think the greatest economic development tool that we have is the investment in education in a young Missourian's mind. That's going to pay greater dividends than any amount of rehabbing old homes for millionaires. That being said, I just want the balance of having to look at return on investments and everything else, and the best place in which to do that, to pit one need against another need, is the appropriations process. And we can do this. It's a no-brainer. Now, those that receive the tax credits, boy, they sure do not want to have to compete for those limited resources in an appropriations process against schools, against health care, or anything else. And we heard this before the executive director of the low-income housing, the Missouri Housing Commission, resigned. When I point blank asked him during a hearing of the tax policy committee, why haven't you looked at subject to appropriations and all of this stuff? And he said point blank, we know that if the General Assembly knew how much money they were really spending on these programs, they would never do it. Well, you know, that is just a crystal clear indictment that tax credit reform needs to occur. It needs to occur in the form of subject to appropriations, and it needs to occur that those that receive tax credits in the state of Missouri can no longer make campaign contributions. And I feel very passionately about that, too, because once these individuals, like Paul McKee, for instance, can't make millions of dollars in campaign contributions, I don't know that the General Assembly would rush out there and give him $100 million in tax credits over the next 10 years. And so I think a balance needs to be struck that says we're going to do these investments with tax credits and taxpayer dollars, but we're going to do it in the void of political campaign contributions. We're going to do it in the context of, does it make economic sense? Is there a return on investment that's there? Not a return on investment to somebody's campaign account, but a return on investment to the Missouri taxpayers. It's not the campaign accounts that are putting the money up. It's the Missouri taxpayers that are putting the money up. So we should make all tax credits subject to appropriations, and we should make the individuals that receive these tax credits not be able to give to politicians' campaign committees.
With a change in some of the faces in the Missouri Senate coming next year and a change in leadership, do you think 2011 may be the year the legislature actually does sit down and start taking some of the serious looks at tax credits?
You know, I hope so, but I'm not going to hold my breath.